Religion and Society, Unit 1, Rights and Responsibilities. This is the section on why are human rights important to Christians. In your revision guide, it is 1.7, which is on page 97. Like all reasons why something is important to Christians, you need to be able to refer to the teachings and examples. So, for example, the Bible says that everybody is related, Adam and Eve being the original people. Therefore, everybody is entitled to the same rights. Those same rights are now called human rights. So Christians believe and think that human rights are important because of what they read in the Bible. They would also look to the example of Jesus. Jesus was kind and protected people who other parts of society had despised and scorned. So lepers and tax collectors within stories are given the same sort of treatment and are treated kindly by Jesus. In the story of the Good Samaritan, Jesus made the Samaritan the hero. This was against normal sort of expectations at that time. The Samaritan was from the hated race. So again, looking to the example of Jesus, he is making people who would normally not have rights have equal rights to other people at that time. You should follow that today if you're a Christian who believes in human rights. Many of the human rights that are written into the Human Rights Declaration would be important to Christians because of the guarantees they give. The freedom to practice your religion, freedom of belief, the freedom to meet peacefully with other people, all are important to Christians because it protects their way of life. However, there are some human rights where Christians maybe would be against them. The right to form civil partnerships because some Christians believe homosexuality is wrong, and the rights of homosexuals to adopt children, because again of some Christians' attitudes towards homosexuality. In a part C, for example, explain why human rights laws are important to Christians, you'd be looking to give three or four reasons based on examples as to why human right laws are important. So you would look to the Bible and Jesus' example and give reasons based on those. Alternatively, a part D question might ask you to respond to a statement such as the one in the revision guide: if Christians believed in human rights, they would let women be priests. Clearly, some Christians do not agree with that, but you can argue against that in your own opinion section. Give their ideas in one section, you argue against it in another.